name is Jill Carletti, for those of you who don't know, and I know we have some new faces in here. And I manage Harmony Presents, and every weekend we put on shows ranging from bluegrass, like tonight, to rock, to jazz, to things that define genre. That's actually typical. Lots of genre-defying things. And tonight we've had the Cold Town Rounders. I'm beginning to lose track how many times. Yeah, they're just so, yeah, give them a hand. They are definitely one of PA's, Northeast PA's favorite bluegrass groups. They're hilarious, they're great time, they're foot stomping. What do they say? They have a couple things that they say. And we're just really excited for their show. So everybody, let's give a very, very, very warm welcome to the Cold Town Rounders.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming.
By the time the herd timber cracked, there was nothing they could do. 7,000 ones they left behind. Home to the dying, living ringing in my ear. I still can't wash the black stains off my face. It's so hard to find a job with the ways I can live on if I die. Someone else will take my place. Please don't bury me as deep as a hole. Keep me closer to the sunshine. And I'll be happy when they lay me in rest. Far away.
Myself feel like I'm gone. I'm alone.
Talked over a microphone in a little while. I was grounded. They made me yell everything. But yeah, we're very excited to be back here at the Holly Silk Mill, and that Joe keeps bringing us back. We played here since it was in the other room. How many people were up in the other room for shows?
Not a lot.
They never came back. The room was too small. But yeah, this is a great little space. And luckily the weather is not catastrophist. Is that a word? Catastrophist? Catastrophic. I'm a songwriter, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the pain you put me through. We're playing some songs. That's what we do.
Thank you.
very much. That was a song that that Matt and I wrote together. And I always, he's got to love the girlfriend named Kaylee, and I always think of her when I'm singing that. I never told you about that. But but she, I love her dearly. She's like a sister to me, but she is kind of like a Tasmanian devil. So that like, restarted in my life. I remember that day too, you know? She's the best. But it's always her face I see, like, but her head, and then from the waist down is Tasmanian devil swirls. This is being recorded too, isn't it, Keith? Kaylee, I'm sorry, I love you. My poor broken heart. We have a vague set list. It's printed, but I'm going out of order. But I'm allowed to do that. I think so. Mr. Ian O'Hara on the banjo there, he tunes it just nice, and then he tunes it again. I was talking to a friend a while back about I was having some lady trouble. Why are you laughing? Oh, because it's so laughable that I would ever have lady trouble. But he said breaking up with a girl is kind of like tipping over a soda machine. And I tried to make sense of that, and I didn't. You push it over, it comes back. You push it over, it comes back. Push it over, it comes back. And finally, it goes over. That was it. That was the story. That wasn't a joke. That really happened to me. What's that? Yeah. Yeah, like that was pretty like yeah. When she would come back, it's because I called her to like, hey, I miss you. Like I said, I'm not really good with the ladies. Sounds like it, yeah. But I have a nice lady. She should be getting to America pretty soon to save up a lot of money for her to come over here. Our first date, she wanted my credit card number and my social security number, so that's pretty serious. Secret. That's the door to the furnace, the boiler. Back there, a couch. Some bottles of water.
The green room.
Yeah. My blue jeans are back there. And see, if Ian didn't have to tune for so long, I wouldn't have to talk for so long. Maybe I'm gonna. His parents are here. I'm gonna. Maybe during the break, I'm gonna ask some embarrassing stories about him. I'll just go into that. And then when he was 3 years old, this is a song I stole from an old buck named Gene. He didn't write it, but he sang it. I don't know who wrote it. Doesn't matter who wrote it. Mr. Engineer.
Engineer, reach up, pull your whistle. Let me
sitting on hay bales right now. That was like a requirement for weddings for a little while there. There had to be hay bales, and we had to play songs that were really weird. Like, could you play this Led Zeppelin song for our wedding? Sure. Thank you. Still got it. There was a girl that lived down the street, and she was like, could you play that? I was like, yeah, I didn't know how to play it. I never worked so hard on a song in all my life. She lives in Florida now. Her husband makes coffee tables out of pallets.
Cody, what is that awful sound? The men want to come in, tears to let down. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the middle, dig a hole in the cold damp ground. Dig a hole in the middle, gonna lay down cold damp ground. Well, the birds are singing on the Cody, singing on the banks of the sea. And a 44 round her body, and a shotgun on the knee. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the middle. Fighting, but I'll die before I run. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the middle. Dig a hole in the cold damn ground. Dig a hole in the middle. Gonna lay down, cold down.
Since last time I played here, definitely haven't washed it. Yeah, every once in a while I just have to buy a new suit because it just gets so gross. When you play in the summertime, I just sweat right through it. Polyester was not meant to take on that much water from a human. Maybe that going up?
Yeah.
Jason here is a beautiful singer. But I'm a bossy kind of person, so I never let him sing. It's like, I was thinking about singing this. Nope. Mm-mm. Me. But he's this here is a gospel song, one of my favorites.
see my Savior there. Going up, I'm going up. Let him free my soul from sin.
This isn't my job. This is I wish it was my job. I wish that you guys couldn't see me drink water, too. Because I feel really uncomfortable doing it. So I made it worse. You ever see people, they drink and their lips go out like way far before the cup even comes? It's like... Or when people drink out of a straw, their eyebrows go up, they're like... Because, I mean, I don't know, it's like they get surprised when it, ooh. That milk is colder than I thought it was going to be. Milk, yeah. Last time we played here, I went to the grocery store up the top, and I was like, ooh, fruit snacks. And I got some. And the lady's like, oh, do you have kids? I was like, no, why? And then it occurred to me that the fruit snacks are not for grown men. But they were delicious. And I was a little disappointed that I missed it because they were closed when I went up there to check it out.
Well, I ain't gonna work no railroad. And I ain't gonna work on a farm. I'ma live out the shack. Till that mail train comes back, and I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I'm gonna live out of shame. Till that mail train comes back, now I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms.
short break. We'll see you real soon.
I just want to express to you that, you know, I'm a little sad that this isn't their full-time job. You know, like, they're good enough for it to be their full-time job. So, and I mean, I feel like that about a lot of the bands, like all the bands that come through here. It's like they're amazing. And it's, you know, just tell your friends, because that's how it's going to be able to become, that's how their dreams will become a reality. That's how they'll be able to take their music to the next step, is tell your friends about what these musicians are doing. Go see live music in little venues like ours, and be part of that community, like so many of us already are. I just want to say thanks for being part of it. All right, we're going to take that 15-minute break now. Thanks, everybody.
Can't shake him anywhere, huh? How's everybody doing? Everybody have a good break? Me too.
Sweetheart is gone, I'm so lonesome. She said that she
now do. I start out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffee over you. Now I'm just driving nails in my coffin. Every time I drink a bottle of booze, I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. About you, yeah, I just can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin. Every time I drink a bottle of booze, ooh, driving nails in my coffin. Driving those nails over you. Sad and so blue, I've been driving nails in my coffin, just worrying, little darling, over you. I've been driving nails in my coffin. Every time I drink a bottle of booze, I've been driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you.
When I first learned that song, I learned that it's a, boy, I don't know who wrote it, but I think Ernest Tubb wrote it. That's okay. You knew the answer. But the first version I heard was the Osborne Brothers, who, guys, it's so funny to hear the different versions. Ernest Tubb's got a voice deeper than the basement, and Bobby Osborne's way up in the bell tower. So I'm just driving nails in my coffin. And I played it for an old girlfriend. I was like, check this song out. And I'm just going to let you guys on a little secret. I used to have a little bit of a problem with the booze. And I was like, oh, isn't this funny, like driving nails and drinking? She's like, I don't think it's funny at all. She's married and has a lovely family now. Trying to have a second kid. Well, since tomorrow is, get that for me. Tomorrow is, I'm just kidding. Matt buys me these pics on the internet. Tomorrow's Sunday. Tomorrow's the last day of January. How's that, guys? Yeah, of this year. It might be the last January you ever have in your whole life. But David Bowie's never going to see another January. Well, he's not. Before you were born, you didn't exist. Then you exist, then you die, and you don't exist anymore. That's how David Bowie would have wanted it. Ziggy, play guitar, man. But what are the spiders? I was actually going to wear a unitard tonight. Maybe I have one on underneath. I don't know. Oh, man, that's such a weird thing to say before playing a gospel song. That was what I was getting at. Dude. That'd be like a real cool, like, you know, like, when I was younger, I used to, my dad used to take me to see all these, like, folk bands and stuff like that. And And when he plays guitar too, and he'll play a song, I said, Keith, I hope you're not going to put this on YouTube, because I'll sue you. And they would say these big, long stories before the song. And I was like, man, just get to it. And now I get it. You know, you have to listen to me. You know? The stories are good, yeah. I would like the stories that go, that they would say, you know, and I can't think of anything specifically, but they would say, they would explain way too much of the song. So, like, when you heard it in the song, you're like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Yeah, and he, you know, this is about a guy on a stormy day, and he's like, stormy day. And it's like, come on, man. Couldn't have said anything else. I really have a hard time explaining myself, but doesn't really slow me down from trying. That being said, this is one of my favorite Bill Monroe songs of all time. Oh, yeah, he's our dad.
In this old world of sorrow, of sin, never think of tomorrow, or what I lose in the end. I can hear joy bells ringing with my friends, love won't fade. I can hear the angels singing, it's inside the birth of Savior calling, won't you come unto me? Wash away your sins forever, you shall rest eternally. I can hear joy bells ringing with my friends, love won't fade.
David Bowie the whole time, and how bad I felt about, you know, I was a fan, he was a person, I'm pretty sure he was a person, he was a spaceman, what a guy though, anybody into that new record, that new David Bowie record, nobody, you all go, when I said David Bowie, but you're not listening, gotta keep up on things. It's real weird. Real weird. You guys hear our CD yet? Well, I'm glad a lot of people didn't say anything. Because you're in luck. You are lucky. You might be the luckiest one here. Hooray. It is for sale out there. And we got new t-shirts.
Yeah.
was going to say something, but I forget what it was. See, folks, I get a little nervous up here, and I don't have everybody tell me what to do, so I can do whatever I want. And I don't know what that is a lot of the time. Thank you. See, I just need a little guidance. Matt got a new hat. Matt got a new hat, come on. I usually wear a hat, but it's either two balds or one hat, or like, they can't have two hats in one band. It's crazy. But this song is the title track from our CD. It's called How It Used to Be, and it's out. Like, out on Atlantic Records. No, it's out in the lobby. David Bowie. Well, this is a song, she's more of a pity than this gold. This is an old Stanley Brothers tune. Some of the songs we play are, some of them aren't, and that's okay. I don't know why it's okay, but it is okay. This is bluegrass. A lot of songs, like, some people, like, in the bluegrass community get mad when you don't play songs that they heard before. They're always the first time to hear it for somebody. I don't think they get mad. Do they get mad? They probably get mad. So we got and plus, I love bluegrass. That's why I'm in a bluegrass band. But this is a song, I'm going to tell a story about the song. I wasn't talking enough. See, like the first maybe three or four songs, I don't say anything because I'm like, all right, they're all looking at me. But now I'm like, yeah, hey guys, you're at my party. Yes, thank you. The title of the song is She's More to Be Pitied Than Scolded, and I think it's delightful. I think it's delightful. Because it's there was a girl in high school that we all knew who was a babe. And she was like the party girl, and yeah, she was rocking. But she didn't stop, and it took its toll. And this song's about her.
Well, she's there at the bar every evening. She's lived. She's more to be pitied than scolded. She needs to be loved, not despised. Too much beer and wine, too many good times. The lure of the honky tonk wrecked her young life. She once was a belle of the ballroom. She'd made the best sweetheart. Oh, but too many parties, the wrong kind of pals ruined her happy young life. She's more to be pitied than scolded. She needs to be loved, not despised.
I realized about halfway through that song that the song needed no additional information. It really spells it out pretty directly in the lyrics. But it also occurred to me that it was written by Carter Stanley of the Stanley Brothers, who also goes by Ruby Rakes. And when we played it on WVI, I just wanted a shoehorn that we played on WVI once. George Graham said it was Ruby Rakes. The way he said it was cool. But I had a theory about that song just now. Hear me out. I think this dude was at the party a little too long himself, when he had a little too much beer and wine, too many good times. He might have gone home with that special lady. And this song was in defense of his actions. She needs to be loved, not despised. Some would refer to that as jumping on the grenade. You edit this, right, Keith? Keith is recording this. I'm sorry, everybody. David Bowie again. But he would have wanted us to be here together, you know? You ever see the David Bowie food pyramid? I'm serious, it's a thing. Food pyramid. You know the food pyramid, right? It's like there's grains and there's meats and there's legumes and milk and things. It's the food pyramid, right? And the bottom, maybe two-thirds, is cocaine. And the little itty-bitty top thing is split into milk and red peppers. Maybe, I don't know. So maybe we're all doing it wrong by having a balanced diet. Let that wash over you. Yeah. There's a, what's that? Yes, we usually have a set list, and I'm way more well behaved, but we haven't really played a show in a while, so we've just been playing at, like, the house. Lots of mess around time. You go to the kitchen, you get a drink of water, you know. But I'm focused. And you start this one off. Enjoy the show.
Just be looking for my makeup, 'cause I hear that fish
Most big names in bluegrass have been dead for like a real long time. So there's not a lot of shakeups, you know? And they all died of old age. Like real old. How old is Bill Monroe? Like almost 90 years old?
Yeah.
Well, this is a song that we wrote. And I'll tell you another story. I came up with the last verse, and I was like, I got this verse, and I don't know what to do with it. And I said it to Matt, and he was just had some murder ballad right there. So he filled in the rest. Blunt force head trauma. That was Jason's idea, yeah. Like, I wrote all these songs about how bummed out I am and how sad I am, and it's like, no one really wanted to, like, get in on it until, like, we did the one about where you kill somebody, and it was like, what if we do this? It was like planning an office birthday party. Like, do you think we can get balloons in time?
I gave you all the love I had. right from the start.
Sharp rock, not a, like one that looks kind of like a dagger. it's you know, it's free expression. I remember, like, when we were first, like, writing these tunes for this record, I went to a jam, and I'm like, I'm kind of working on the song, and I played that, and I was like, I had to close my eyes, because I had to remember the words, but I opened them for that, the verse, you know, everybody's like, oh, it was awesome. But there's a lot of tunes like that. We're not the only ones who talk about that in songs. It's a thing. Because love is a powerful thing. The power of love from Back to the Future. Good news, Huey Lewis is still alive. That's the one I'm going to share on Facebook. Huey Lewis. Dead at hopefully 100. Walking down the line. This is a song by an artist that is similar to Huey Lewis in that he plays music. It's a Bob Dylan song. They were both on the radio. I can't even think of any other similarities between Bob Dylan and males. Yeah. That's about it. I'll think of some. Don't worry.
Well, I'm walking down the line, feet of me are fine. Tell you about my trouble. Walk down the line, feet'll be fine, baby. crow. We're walking that line. We're walking that line. Well, I'm walking that line. Phoebe Fine, tell you about my trouble of mine.
Of ill repute because it's got the fringe on the bottom. Don't all look at once. Is that one B flat that I like? I guess I don't have to tell you guys. It's been our great pleasure to be here. I really love to play music, and the fact that you guys like to hear it means a lot to me. It's nice to see a lot of familiar faces, and hopefully some new friends were made tonight. I was going to say to check us out on Facebook, but you probably already have Facebook. I have Facebook. God, I wish my guitar would go in tune. We have some CDs for sale, and some t-shirts, and some stickers. I know you guys are all adults, but stickers are still cool. Stickers are still cool. I don't care. They're still cool. Like, that's, like, when my grandfather got a new truck, that's what he wanted. I need a sticker for the back of the truck. It was the one, we had a poison bottle, and it was, like, a long, he put it on sideways because it fit on the bumper better. It's completely 90 degrees from what it should be, but, that's the joys of being an old man. You could do whatever you want all the time. He did. He would talk to strangers in the grocery store at great length. Like he was some sort of celebrity. He was like the Ziggy Stardust of the Dalton Fire Company. That's a weird thing to say about my grandfather. But it's true. This is an old Jimmy Martin song we'll leave you with. It's called Doing My Time.
hear my song. I'm gonna sing like John Henry all day long. Oh, Lord. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time. Get a word in my. It won't be long
very much. See you real soon. Kind of looked cool when I came out. Like. Yeah, we'll play another song. Or in encore is French for walk into another room and walk back into the room where you came from because everybody's yelling. Parlez-vous. My French teachers used to get so mad that she would stand under her desk with her fist clenched. Madame Claus. She'd be like this. She had red hair and her cheek got real red. And I would say, uh-oh. She's silent mad. But I was in the French Honor Society. Oof.
Not quite.
See, what happened was, in ninth grade, I failed French, and I had to repeat it and then take French 1 and 2 in the same year. So then I was in the French Honor Society because I already took it. So I got a really good grade because I had to repeat it, and then I had zero time to forget anything because it was the next day I had French 2. And everybody was so proud of me. But it was like, it was pretty easy because I just had to just. That's right. Like my alma mater's Lackawanna Trail. Nobody? No applause. That's cool. That's cool. Came out here to play a song, not talk about where I went to school. Let's face it, I did come out here to tell you where I went to high school. So I'm proud to be a Lion. Oh yeah. They also didn't diagnose me with ADD at Lackawanna Trail, but they probably should have.
Raise the first name.
Thank you all so very much. Be safe on your way home, and God bless America.
What a trip, right? Guys, thanks so much for being a part of something I think really, and I think we all agree, makes our community a lot more colorful. Thank you for being part of, you know, for a part of these musicians' lives and our lives. It's really appreciated. We have, if you don't have yet, our February schedule. Please grab one on your way out. I'm so excited for the songwriters and bands coming through here in February. Every single one I'm just thrilled about. Next week we have Nat Osborne, who we've had here before. He's opened for Dave Matthews Band. He's traveled around the world with his band, the Nat Osborne Band, but he's bringing his folk Americana project, Hawthorne, here next week. And the songwriting is, he's, you know, constantly songwriting. The guy, I think, must turn out 3 songs a day. and he's just the musicianship, the vocals. Guys, you gotta listen to this guy. He's just amazing, and I hope that you come out for that. We're also adding a lot more, we're adding more things happening in the space. We're doing paint parties. Linda comes. And there's so much fun. I actually am an artist. I went to school for it, and so I said, let's do paint parties. So, and it's been fun. It's been really great for me, and it's been great for, it's just been really, really fun to see everybody's cute paintings turn out. It's just been really fun. We're doing a paint your pets and all kinds of things. We're doing it even more as the weather gets warmer. But, well, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you so much. On the way out, we're listening to next weekend's band, Hawthorne. Again, tell your friends about what we have going on in this space. Please grab a brochure, join our email list, and stay in touch with us. Hope to see you again very soon. Have a little bit.